USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a trade deal is still in the works between the United States and China.
The Chinese are always negotiating. I'm very happy where we are.
The president there speaking with reporters at the White House before leaving for London. The House Judiciary Committee is set to hold their first public hearings on Wednesday to explore the framework of the Constitution regarding allegations against President Trump in the impeachment inquiry. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, believes this whole process is unfair.
We'll have an academic hearing on Wednesday. We don't even know who their witnesses are yet. We don't even know how to prepare. We've asked for fairness. We've not got an answer back on that. This is just another sideshow trying to get at the president.
That's what
he's
the president
doing a great job.
Collins speaking there on Fox News. The president also says his lawyers will not be sent to the impeachment hearings because the entire investigation is a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
FedEx says it's ready to handle the package rush that will follow Cyber Monday. A huge FedEx facility in Queens is humming with 24-hour activity a day, but come holiday season, the operation goes into overdrive. A FedEx spokesman tells NBC News what you can expect if you order something on Cyber Monday.
So Wednesday we'll probably see all of the packages that everybody has ordered today. Black Friday will come in on Tuesday. Cyber Monday will come in on Wednesday.
Storms across the United States continue to make a mess for travelers across the country. According to FlightAware, nearly 900 flights are delayed and more than 200 have been canceled. The delays stretch from LAX to JFK and Boston Logan International Airport, where these travelers tell Fox News.
I guess a little bit frustrated just because I have final exams coming up soon.
My flight got canceled and then I'm taking a different flight, which is going to Atlanta and then Cleveland. So it's a bit of a detour.
The stormy weather has been a thorn in the sides of Thanksgiving travelers all week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies at the box office this long Thanksgiving weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4, and, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Students at a Southern California high school are back in class on Monday for the first time since a mass shooting. A 16-year-old student shot 5 classmates at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, killing 2, then himself, about 2.5 weeks ago. Officials say school staff will be busy supporting grieving students and trying to restore as much normalcy as possible during this difficult time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.